Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this episode, it's a very Suga-themed episode. We talk about March 10th in BTS history, which is the day after Suga's birthday, as well as the discussion of the song Snooze from the D-Day album by August D. First, BTS activity last week, Saturday, March 1st to Friday, March 7th. It was a very busy week for J-Hope, so let's briefly talk about the non-J-Hope related things first. Jimin and JK have both been promoted to sergeant, which means their next rank is civilian. RM posted a screenshot of his military tracking app celebrating only 100 days left of his military service. This coming week, after the episode releases, will officially reach a time when all remaining enlisted members have less than 100 days left. RM also posted a screen cap to mark D-99 too. V commented on that one with a fire emoji and laughing. V then posted with a screen cap of his own tracking app and then commented, "Let's go!" But then RM posted a really lovely letter to Weavers. Upon seeing this, V commented that RM sounded intelligent, and then he deleted his original post and instead also wrote a letter. In RM's letter, he recommended The Art of Love by Eric Fromm. RM has many thoughts about love and life and wants to share them with us through music and language once he's released. He included a selfie he took at an art installation with a friend. In V's letter, he informed ARMY that he's doing well. He had injured his rib, but other than that, he's doing great and hasn't been suffering from his usual insomnia since he enlisted. He's a level 2 sergeant now. He's 70 kilograms. He watched J-Hope on the show I Live Alone and loves him. He misses ARMY and has been watching concert videos. He wishes he could have gone to Hobi's concert, if only to see ARMY. He included a photo of himself waiting for his food in uniform, and a photo of Hobi's appearance on I Live Alone. V then commented asking if he sounded intelligent. RM replied telling him he's jealous that he doesn't get insomnia, and that he should release an album under Kim Intelligent. The other member, besides J-Hope, that we saw or heard from this week was Jin. Jin attended Day 3 of Hope on the Stage in Seoul. He posted a selfie with Hobi afterwards too, asking J-Hope what Jin is supposed to do for a living if J-Hope is so good at singing now. We also got a new episode of Run Jin. It's Squid Game themed, where he and his guests try to win against a group of athletes in order to retain their points and win money. Now, let's get into J-Hope news. Since I recorded the last episode, J-Hope had two more days of concerts in Seoul. He did a Weavers livestream after day two, talking about the concert. The media attended day three, so you can find a lot of media articles and reviews about what a fantastic performer J-Hope is. A lot of Hobi's social media activity surrounded his concerts and the release of Sweet Dreams. He posted a lot of photos from the concerts, selfie videos from soundtrack, and shared and responded to people who posted about the concert, including Jin's post, which he replied to calling Jin the coolest. J-Hope also appeared on Please Take Care of My Refrigerator. It was also announced that J-Hope will be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon on March 10th, which is today if you're listening to this the day that I release it. On Friday the 7th, J-Hope released Sweet Dreams featuring McGill. As the lead-up to the release, J-Hope did a 12.5-hour livestream in which he spoke to us for a couple of hours, then went to bed and got a respectable night's sleep on a bedroom set before waking up, taking us into the bathroom to wait outside the shower door while he showered. And then we got to sit with him while he got his makeup, hair, and styling done, ahead of his 613-person fan meeting. There was only about a 2-hour break between the two live streams, because the fan meeting was also live streamed. At the fan meeting, J-Hope answered questions, taught ARMY how to do the Sweet Dreams dance challenge, premiered the music video, taught the fan chant, and sang the song. There was a surprise one-on-one interaction for all those who attended in person as well, before they left the venue. You can now stream Sweet Dreams by J-Hope, so go do so. I recommend sticking it into an R&B themed playlist a couple times, with at least 2 to 3 songs between each appearance. That's what I was listening to as I typed up the script. After the song was out, J-Hope also posted a few dance challenge videos, one of which was with Jin. It was so fun to see Jin dance again. I know Jin doesn't prefer to dance, but he always dances with such a really cool amount of nonchalance. I didn't even realize how much I'd missed watching it until I found myself looping that dance challenge. If you want to learn and post the dance challenge too, Big Hit posted a little tutorial for it featuring J-Hope. You can find it on the official BTS TikTok account. And that's the end of a very eventful J-Hope week. Next week, I can't wait to talk about his appearance on The Tonight Show and the start of his North American tour. This day in BTS history, March 10th. Last month, we talked about the day before Hobi's birthday, and this month, we're talking about the day after Suga's birthday. Let's find out how Suga started each new international age. Instead of jumping right to 2013, let's start with a little bit of even older Suga history. March 10th, 1993. It's the day after Suga was born. Suga's mother falls ill shortly after he is born and requires surgery, and Suga lives with his grandmother for a short time while he's a baby. This incident led Suga to write about his mother's health in some of his songs. Okay, now to the year that I usually begin with. March 10th, 2013. BTS tweet about GLAM's latest release. GLAM was a girl group managed by Big Hit before BTS debuted. In the end, it didn't prove to be a successful venture for Big Hit and ended up contributing to Big Hit's financial difficulties at the time. RM tweets about his freestyle rap being on the blog. Jin tweets a selfie from the practice room, and someone tweets that Suga's log has been posted, which was filmed on his birthday the day before. Suga has just turned 20 in international age. March 10th, 2014. The only activity on this day is that Jimin tweets about how much he enjoyed Suga's birthday the day before. It had been the birthday that Suga had prepared over 300 little gifts to give to fans at a fan meeting before their appearance on Inkigayo. March 10th, 2015. Jin tweets a picture of a Jenga game and says that he's just won three straight times against Jimin. But the biggest event on this day was that Big Hit unveiled BTS's official light stick, the Army Bomb. The original design was that of a globe, complete with depicted continents, symbolizing BTS's rising international popularity. The bomb fuse also had a wick that lit up red. This would often be the first bit that broke or was lost in the original design, and you could actually buy replacements for it separately, until they redesigned in 2017 and took the wick feature away. Suga, who had just turned 22 in international age, by the way, tweets a photo of himself, RM and JK, with the new army bomb. J-Hope also tweets a photo of himself and Jin with the army bomb, and V and Jimin tweet a photo together with it as well. March 10th, 2016. RM tweets to recommend some music. V recommends No Wire. RM tweets a Ryan cartoon, and then tweets it again, but this time it's holding an army bomb. BTS do a VLive livestream celebrating 2 million followers on VLive. Hobi had promised to show his abs at 2 million followers, but has failed to acquire abs, so he reveals a novelty t-shirt with cartoon abs. Jimin also tweets a selfie with their 2 million follower sign. They also have a photo shoot for the upcoming HYYH concert merchandise that day. Suga is extra sleepy because he stayed up all night talking to Jimin after celebrating his 23rd birthday the day before. March 10th, 2017. BTS are in Santiago, Chile. It's day one of their Wings concert there. You can see it all unfold in episode 2 of the documentary series Burn the Stage. RM, Jimin, and J-Hope all tweet selfies that day. The concert goes well. They don't run into any problems with the altitude or heat until the next day, but maybe I'll talk about that if I ever do this podcast long enough to get to March 11th one year. March 10th, 2018. We're still in quiet early 2018 times on this day. RM tweets a photo of himself enjoying the outdoors. Jin tweets a selfie with a US Olympic team hat with his name on it and says thank you, and V tweets a mirror selfie with a matching hat. In Japan, an interview with Hobi, Jimin, and V airs on Tokyo MX TV. March 10th, 2019. Jimin tweets to congratulate fellow Big Hit artist Lee Hyun on the 10th anniversary of one of his most popular songs. Jimin also tweets a short video that he's taken in the practice room the day before on Suga's 26th birthday. Jimin also quote tweets a Big Hit tweet showing photos of ARMY doing fan chants at the recent ARMYpedia event. March 10th, 2020. The pandemic has started. Although BTS found out 2 days previously that their April concerts in Korea had been cancelled, they're still optimistic that the world tour could happen. They filmed something on this day, and while I'm not 100% sure, it may have been the Map of the Soul tour VCRs, which we later see in their Map of the Soul online concert in the fall, after the tour is officially cancelled. For the activity that ARMY sees this day, the boys are active on Weavers. V posts a photo of a Muppet statue in his living room. RM posts a photo of the rain and says he'll do a VLive later. Jin is active replying to ARMY comments. JK posts digital drawings that he did. RM also takes to Twitter and posts photos of himself and his dog Lonnie. True to his word, RM does a V-Live. It's his Map of the Soul 7 review livestream. He goes through track by track and talks about the songs and the intention behind the album. JK also phones him at one point and tells him that he's cool. RM also talks about how draining it is to perform without an audience and how heartbroken they are to have to cancel the concert in April. But he promises to move forward with love and sincerity, since that's all he knows how to do. Since March 10th is a Tuesday in 2020, we also get episode 95 of Run BTS. March 10th, 2021. The only activity I'm certain about is that Jin posts a selfie on Weverse that he took the day before. Likely, this is a practice day, as BTS are set to film their Dynamite performance for the Grammys the next day. March 10th, 2022. A very busy day, now that the pandemic restrictions from the last 2 years have lessened. BTS have their permission to dance on stage in Seoul Day 1 concert. Although the audience is not allowed to stand, dance, or cheer, BTS are able to have a limited, seated audience with noise-making clappers. The boys are very active on social media before and after the show. JK recommends music, V wishes Suga a belated happy birthday, he just turned 29. Hobi posts old photos of concerts at the stadium. They tweet selfies and videos and photos from backstage and soundcheck. Suga and J-Hope tell everyone to dress warmly for the show. Then after the show, there are tons more selfies and posts and tweets of gratitude to ARMY for coming out and supporting as loudly as they were legally allowed to. JK also posts an 8-minute-long log on Instagram after the concert with his thoughts. How it was a mix of joy and frustration to be able to see ARMY but not be able to hear them. He thinks he may have gone a bit too hard to make up for it, but he hopes everyone had a good time and they weren't too frustrated. This was also the concert where ARMY first glimpsed Jimin's new tattoos. One just below the nape of his neck of a waning gibbous moon, and a second tattoo behind his left ear that read Youth. March 10th, 2023. J-Hope comments a wow under Jimin's hardware concert photo for his upcoming album Face, and comments more applause emojis under the other concept photos. Jimin also posts video clips of the hardware concept photos. RM Post recommends A Sim by Teo and Marilla Costa. V does a Weverse livestream, taking only 5 minutes to show us Yeontan being cute. RM shares news of Bombing Tiger winning an award for Sexy Newcom at the Korean Hip Hop Awards, and also shares the teaser clip for his next collab, Smoke Sprite. He also posts a photo of himself out with his friends having soju. Ginny's Kitchen Episode 3 also airs, which features V as a cast member that season. March 10th, 2024. Everyone is enlisted, but V uses his phone time to share a teaser for the upcoming release of his song Friends. And that brings us to this year. Hobi is just days away from starting the North American leg of his tour, and Jin is no doubt up to fun secret things. Song discussion. Snooze. Snooze is the penultimate song of the album D-Day, released on April 21st, 2023. The album marks the end of what Suga considers his August D trilogy. Part of me is regretting doing the song selection randomly, because it would have been nice to talk about So Far Away before talking about Snooze, since the song makes reference to it. So while I usually encourage everyone to use this song discussion as an introduction to the song, because I can't play the song on the podcast due to copyright, today I'm also going to encourage you to listen to So Far Away first, and then Snooze. I think the two songs go hand in hand, with 7 years of his perspective between them. At the end of each of the August D albums, Yoongi will include a song that has a particular mood to it. They form a sort of trilogy of their own, in my opinion. So Far Away was the last song on Yoongi's first album. It's from the perspective of someone who is depressed, aimless, and frustrated to see everyone else running and succeeding in life while they're left behind. But ultimately, the chorus in the song encourages the person to continue dreaming, that though their beginnings are humble, the future will be prosperous. Snooze, the song we're actually talking about today, addresses this same person, but from the perspective of a kind of senior artist mentor that Yoongi didn't have when he was starting out. Yoongi uses the song to say everything that he wishes someone would have said to him when he was young and starting out on following his dreams. Before we get into the meaning of the lyrics too deeply, let's talk about how it came to be, who the featuring artists are, and performances. Snooze was produced by El Capitan, and written by August D, El Capitan, Ryuichi Sakamoto, and Kim Woo-sung. Some of you may know El Capitan as a frequent producing and writing partner of Yoongi's. We got to know more about him in episode 27 of Suchita, in which he was the guest. El Capitan is a former idol himself, but due to a neurological issue that affects his voice, he ended up unable to sing live. Obviously, when this issue started to develop, he went through a really hard time. Yoongi was a huge support to him during that time, even though they weren't extraordinarily close when the problems first started. Eventually, they became best friends. Kim Woo-sung is a Korean-American who moved to Korea and became the lead singer of the band The Rose. The Rose originally started out under a music label, but were ultimately completely screwed over by that label and had to sue them and go through a lot of court cases to get the rights to their music and name, and then they were able to re-debut as independent artists under their own label. Both El Capitan and Woo-sung are Yoongi's age. Both experienced different hardships that negatively impacted their careers and their dreams. Meanwhile, Ryuichi Sakamoto is a Japanese artist. He was born in 1952 and passed away only a few weeks before this song was released. He's a musician, a film composer, and an actor. He may be best known for his role in Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, where he starred alongside David Bowie as a commander in a Japanese prisoner of war camp in the Second World War. He also composed the score for the film. That's what he's most famous for in my circles anyway. But according to Wikipedia and the Academy Awards, his most famous film score was The Last Emperor, which was released in 1987. Back around 2004-2005, when Yoongi was 12 years old, he wandered into a movie theater that was playing The Last Emperor. The music in the film moved Yoongi greatly and inspired him to begin composing music. This was also around the same time that Epic High released the song Fly, and the combination of those two events is how we get our genius rapper-composer, Suga. Both JK and RM have also recommended the theme from Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence to ARMY in 2015 and 2022, respectively. RM has recommended other songs for Mr. Sakamoto as well. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that Ryuichi Sakamoto is a huge influence to Yoongi, and I think it's very fitting and beautiful that he features as a writer on a track that Yoongi wrote in order to be that comforting advisor that Yoongi was looking for when he was young. Suga wrote Snooze in August 2022. He had been working on the album D-Day with an aim to release it in the fall. However, he got stuck on a couple of songs. Frustrated and extremely stressed out, he decided to officially delay the album's release, and he checked himself into a hospital for a health refresh. Just a side note here for American and other listeners who live in countries where healthcare is expensive or something that is otherwise culturally not accessed regularly. In Korea, it's more common to check yourself into a hospital or clinic in order to get IV drips and a health refresh if you're feeling super burnt out or run down. It doesn't mean that you're having an acute medical crisis. It's more like how someone might go to a spa or relax in a hot tub. Anyway, back to the story. Yoongi checked himself into the hospital, and also around this time, watched the documentary film Ryuichi Sakamoto, Async at the Park Avenue Armory. While in the hospital, Yoongi suddenly got the inspiration for Snooze. He was in the hospital for about a week, and then left only when he wanted to record Snooze. That was the end of August 2022. By the end of September 2022, Yoongi was meeting Ryuichi Sakamoto in person while he was in Tokyo for a basketball game. You can watch this meeting in Suga's documentary Road to D-Day. He met Mr. Sakamoto in his home, and while they were talking, introduced him to the track and explained that he wanted to write a song to give advice to his juniors. Mr. Sakamoto rightly spotted that Yoongi was actually writing the song for the part of himself that needed to hear those words back then. Yoongi wanted the song to contain the music that comforted him when he was young, and that was Ryuichi Sakamoto's music, so he asked him to help write it. When Yoongi did his comeback live on April 25th, 2023, he said that if he had to choose, Snooze would be his favorite off the album, as the last lyrical track to be finished. Yoongi also reported that Snooze was El Capitan's favorite too. Tableau of Epic High had also written to Yoongi and said he'd listened to Snooze 100 times just that day. Yoongi went on to explain that he wrote it because he was wondering if things would have been less painful if BTS had seniors who could have told them the things that they needed to know, instead of them being the ones to pioneer everything. Yoongi's own memory of his rookie years has faded, but he listens a lot to his juniors. He thinks things have changed a lot since he was a rookie, but that they still need to change more, so that singers can work in a better environment. Yoongi states that this song isn't just for young singers, though. That's just his personal frame of reference. He sees it as a song that is for anyone who has to survive on quick naps in order to achieve their dreams, no matter their age or profession. Yoongi performed this song on his D-Day tour. During the main tour, there was a little tribute to Ryuichi Sakamoto that played during the transition from Life Goes On to Interlude Dawn to Snooze. And then, projected on the screen behind him while he sang and rapped, were forests, as Ryuichi Sakamoto was a deeply committed environmentalist. In the D-Day finale concerts in Seoul, Yoongi changed the video content to celebrate BTS instead, and he changed the set list a little to include the song Dear My Friend from D2, which is the second song in the little So Far Away, Dear My Friend, Snooze trio of similar songs. Although Yoongi rarely gets visibly tearful, when he does cry, he cries a lot. And on day 3 of his finale concert, as he was singing Snooze, he realized that BTS members were there, and he had also invited a lot of his senior artists. And Yoongi realized that he formed his dream while watching his seniors. And now 10 years had passed, and he was a senior artist to others. And then he started crying. So, now that we know everyone's backgrounds, the subject matter, and the performances, let's get into the actual lyrics of the song, and ignore the fact that this script is already at least 25 minutes long, and I'm only now starting to talk about the lyrics to a very long, lyrically dense song. The song starts out by recognizing what Yoongi felt during that live performance, that people are growing their dream while watching him, just as he once heard a film score and a rap song and started building his own dream. He goes on to say, "Don't suffer like I did. You, surviving on snoozes, to get closer to your dream, it's okay to rest. Today at least, don't even dream. When you silently show me a faint smile, only then I feel a little relieved." Yoongi goes on to warn that while his path may have looked like a flower path, it was a thorny one, with enemies on all sides. He cautions his juniors to never forget those who throw flowers onto your path for you. The flower path is something that BTS reference a lot in their music, a common Korean idiom about having it easy. They reference the fact that they can't promise a flower path in their first fan song, 2-3. When ARMY decided to reference the flower path in 2016, trying to promise to give them a flower path as much as possible, ARMY wrapped their white ARMY bomb light sticks in purple plastic to look like a flower path, purple being the color of flowers such as crocuses that grow lower to the ground and can look path-like. This is what led to Taehyung coining the term "I purple you," and purple becoming the unofficial color of BTS and ARMY. Okay, that was a side note, and I don't actually have time for many side notes, so back to the song. In the next verse, Yoongi advises that it's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's okay to rest. It's okay to cry out loud when you come to hate the world, when the hands that used to greet you turn into fingers pointed at you. It's okay to let out a big sigh and yell, "This shit is fucked up," because you are just human like everyone else. And oh, the tangent that I want to go on here about Yoongi's own experiences with backstabbing, or really front-stabbing, bullying culture in Korean media and social media. It's a problem all over the world, really, but it's particularly acute in Korea, where if celebrities accidentally do human things, no matter how small a human mistake it might be, they're basically tarred and feathered immediately, completely disproportionately to the severity of whatever perceived offense. A lot of it is political, or it's about money, or it's a tall poppy syndrome. What it looks like from the outside is a society that likes to put people on pedestals just for the satisfaction of pushing them off and watching them fall to their deaths. And people do die from this. There's been 2 high-profile suicides caused by this media behavior in the past few years. In Korea, as a celebrity, you have to be perfect, and as soon as you aren't, it's hunting season and you're the prey. Anyway, I will end the tangent here and conclude with, "This shit is fucked up." In the third verse, Yoongi expands on the reality of the entertainment industry, saying that it's a war zone without gunshots, where your peers are your enemies, a brutal yet beautiful good and evil, determined by numbers. Yoongi finishes the verse by saying, "If I fail to kill someone else, I become the one to die. Why do I have to kill someone when this scene is not a boxing ring?" Yoongi and BTS have mentioned the competitive nature of Korean culture before, both in school context and in business. In their early songs, it was a focus on school, where he had similar lyrics about having to step on your friends in order to reach the top. On this same album, the D-Day album, in the song Polar Night, he takes it to a more grand level, talking about society at large, using the same phrase, "a war without gunshots," about people ripping each other apart and making them an enemy if they're not on the same side of an issue as you. Yoongi goes on to make it more personal, talking about how sometimes you might grow sick of what you do and what you used to like, that your wishes may drift away on the winds, and this too is okay and will become a memory and a lesson. He goes on to warn not to laugh at someone else's misfortune, because you never know when you'll find yourself in the same situation. He warns that success will become a leash and a shackle, and that more and more the feeling of walking on a tightrope will suffocate you. But you should just laugh out loud, as if you'll laugh the world away. Just hold out wherever you are. Then, after Wu Song repeats the chorus, Yoongi sings Everything is Going to Be All Right 16 times in a row. And let me tell you, when things get bad, I recommend putting on snooze and going directly to that section and just playing it in a loop however many times you need to hear it. After telling you it's going to be okay, Yoongi makes a callback to So Far Away, singing its chorus, but with the verb endings changed to be even more formal, to show just how emphatically he means the message. And that message is, dream, may it be with you at your creation and until the end of your life. Dream, may you be welcomed wherever you may be. Dream, may your trials eventually end in full bloom. Dream, though your beginnings may be humble, may the end be prosperous. Dream. Now, there's a little bit of a translator disagreement to where these lines come from. The most popular translators translate them literally and leave it at that. Dulcet, Bangtan Subs, and Genius all do this. Cullen, a translator who used to be active on Twitter and is a university professor by day, pointed out in his translation that these were written in the style of a Bible verse, and therefore were likely inspired by specific Bible verses, hence their more formal language. Cullen names verses from Genesis, John, and Job. He specifically names John 9:1-11 and Job 8:7 for the second and fourth wishes for any of you who are Christian and might want to look them up and see if you agree. Yoongi then finishes with the chorus and the hook again, reassuring his juniors that he'll be there to support them. Behind you, growing a dream while watching me, I'll always be standing. So don't worry. If you're afraid of falling, I'll gladly catch you. So don't suffer like I did. You, surviving on snoozes to get closer to your dream, it's okay to rest. Today, at least, don't even dream. When you silently show me a faint smile, only then I feel a little relieved. Dream. If I had to pick out a lyric couplet from this song to sum up the message, it would be the lines, if you're afraid of falling, I'll gladly catch you, so don't suffer like I did. We see Yoongi and the rest of BTS put this support of their juniors into practice, with advice, with gifts of beef and food to make sure they're eating well, even down to the simple act of always treating their juniors with kindness and respect. Meanwhile, BTS have been doing their best to slowly make the industry better in whatever way they're capable of doing. Litigating stalkers, suing people who try to profit off selling celebrity information or make profit off of defaming them. Yoongi and BTS have tried to be there to catch their juniors, or to ensure they don't fall in the first place. Yoongi has often referenced a fear of falling. During the band crisis in 2018, and in songs such as Shadow from the Map of the Soul 7 album, Yoongi has often been afraid of just how high their pedestal was getting and how far the fall would be when they were eventually pushed violently off of it. What Yoongi wanted to hear during his rookie years and times of uncertainty was that someone would be there to catch him. In more recent years, he's referenced not being afraid of falling anymore, that he sees a possibility for a smooth landing when they eventually do leave the pedestal of fame. I'd like to believe that he's come to realize that ARMY will gladly catch him, just as ARMY did their best in the early years to throw flowers down on their path. All right, and now it's time to spin the random wheel of songs, so to speak, and pick next week's song. So let me pull that up. And the winner is Change Part 2 by RM from the album Indigo, released in 2022. That will be super fun. I absolutely adore that song. I mean, again, I say that every week, but Change Part 2, that's a particular type of joy that it brings me. So I look forward to talking about it. As always, if you have any thoughts, please let me know. This is a very long episode, and I hope you stayed till the end. Thank you, if you did. I really appreciate it. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.